find it in the very middle of the sea? It is the home of one of ourselves, the daughter of Atlas. You remember that creature of mischief who knows all the depths of the sea? You know, he holds up the pillars which keep earth and heaven apart. It is his daughter who keeps the wretched man a prisoner. She's always coaxing him with soft, deceitful words to forget Ithaca. But Odysseus would be happy to see as much as the smoke leaping up from his native land, and then to die. And you cannot spare him a thought, Olympian. Don't you owe him something for all those sacrifices which he used to offer in their camp on the plain of Troy? Why have you such an odd grudge against him, Zeus? Then Zeus, cloud-gatherer, answered, My child, what a word to let out between your teeth. How could I forget that fine fellow Odysseus, after all? He is almost one of us. Wise beyond mortal men, ready beyond all to offer sacrifice to the lords of the broad heavens. But Poseidon Earthholder bears him unrelenting hatred because of the Cyclops whose eye he put out. I mean Polyphemus, who has our blood in his veins, the most powerful of all the Cyclopians. Thoosa was his mother, the daughter of Phorcys, prince of the barren brine. Poseidon possessed her in a hollow cave. Ever since then, Poseidon has kept the man wandering about, although he does not kill him outright. Come now, let us all try to